The hour of 6:30 having arrived, I will call to order the Common Council meeting of Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Thank you. Alder Evers. Alder Evers is present. Alder Field.
Here.
Alder Field is present. Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole is present. Alder Govindarajan.
Here.
Alder, I apologize. Alder Govindarajan is here. Alder Glenn.
Here.
Alder Glenn is present. Alder Uguer.
Here.
Alder Uguer is present. Alder Harrington McKinney.
Here.
Alder Harrington McKinney is present. Alder Lankella.
Here.
Alder Lankella is present. Alder Knox.
Here.
Alder Knox is present. Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Madison is present. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Present.
Martinez Rutherford is present. Alder Matthews.
Here.
Alder Matthews is present. Alder Mayer.
Here.
Alder Mayer is present. Alder O'Brien.
Here.
Alder O'Brien is present. Alder Ohovich.
Present.
Alder Ohovich is present. Alder Pritchett.
Here.
Alder Pritchett is present. Alder Tischler.
I am also present.
Alder Tischler is present. Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Revere is present. Alder Vidver.
Here.
Alder Vidver is present. Alder Duncan.
Here.
Alder Duncan is present. Madam Mayor, we have a quorum.
Thank you. As always, I will remind us that we're here to do the business of the people of Madison and ask that we do so with kindness and grace, and that all concerned refrain from using profanity in your remarks. Don't anticipate long testimony or discussion this evening, but just in case, you don't have to use all your time. Just always like to remind us of that. Our first item is honoring resolutions. Item one is Legistar 91824, celebrating February 2026 as Black History Month in the city of Madison. And forgive me, I assume these are in order, but I'm not sure. Alder Harrington McKinney, are you starting? Yeah. Okay. So we'll commence the reading with Alder Harrington McKinney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Let me take this privilege to thank you for allowing me and bringing me into the space. You've been very inclusive, so I want to acknowledge this publicly. I'll start the reading. Whereas to commemorate and celebrate the contributions to our nation made by people of African descent, American historian Carter G. Woodson established Black History Week nearly a century ago, and
whereas Black History Month has evolved from celebration of contributions to recognition of ongoing struggles for freedom, justice, and the full humanity of Black people in America and across the African diaspora, and
whereas the 2026 theme for Black History Month is a century of Black history commemorations, recognizing the national commemorations of Black history occurring since 1925, and
whereas Black communities in Madison and nationwide face renewed threats to safety, dignity, and belonging, including increased immigration enforcement, targeting Black immigrants and asylum seekers, the criminalization of protest and mutual aid, attacks on Black history education, and persistent racial violence and police brutality, and
whereas Black resistance has always included Black sanctuary, protecting community members from state violence and creating systems of care that honor Black life when government systems fail to do so. I'll read it again. Whereas Black resistance has always included building sanctuary, building community members from state violence and creating systems of care that honor Black life when government systems fail to do so, and
whereas Madison's Black community continues this tradition of resistance through organizing against displacement, demanding accountability for racial disparities in health, housing, and policing, and building power to shape policies that affect Black lives, and
whereas we recognize that Black liberation is inseparable from the liberation of all oppressed people, and that attacks on immigrant communities, indigenous sovereignty, and other marginalized groups threaten the collective struggle for justice, and
Whereas the City of Madison acknowledges its responsibility to actively oppose policies and practices that harm Black residents, including cooperation with federal immigration enforcement that disproportionately targets Black immigrants and creates fear in Black communities, and
whereas true celebration of Black History Month requires material commitment to Black freedom, not merely symbolic recognition, and demands that we confront how local policies and practices perpetuate anti-Black racism, and
whereas we honor the legacy of Black resistance by committing to policies that advance housing justice, economic equity, community safety without criminalization, and the right of Black people to thrive in Madison. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the mayor and the Madison Common Council recognize and celebrate February 2026 as Black History Month in the City of Madison and commit to advancing Black liberation through policy and practice. Be it further resolved, that the city reaffirms its commitment to being a welcoming community that does not participate in immigration enforcement actions that create fear and harm in Black immigrant communities and other communities of color. Be it further resolved that the city commits to conducting racial equity analysis on policies affecting housing, public safety, economic development, and community well-being to ensure they advance rather than undermine Black liberation. Be it finally resolved that the city encourages all residents to observe Black History Month by learning about Black resistance movements past and present, supporting Black-led organizations working for justice in Madison, and joining efforts to dismantle anti-Black racism in all its forms.
Thank you. We will take that as moved by Alder Harrington McKinney and seconded by Alder Glenn, if there's no objection. And we have a number of folks here to receive the resolution tonight. I'm just going to invite you all up if you'd like to speak, but we'll do pictures with the resolutions first. So Dwight Hayes, Ashley Mosbury, Caden Watford, Keena Atkinson, and Keon Hudson, please come up and receive the proclamation or the honoring resolution. And if you, you just speak into the mic, and if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure, yeah. My name is Caden Watford. I use he, him pronouns. So the last time I was in the city county building, it wasn't to receive any honorary Black History Month resolution. I was in jail waiting to be transported to prison. When I introduce myself into a space, I always lead with being a Black trans man. I lead with identities that have shaped how the world has viewed me and treated me. There was a time when I battled with my identities and struggled to find where I fit in the world that has actively othered the communities that I belong to. Today, I am proud of my identities, and I lead with them to foster safety in my community. I use my lived experience as a Black trans man, a person in recovery from substances, previously incarcerated, and one who struggles with mental health, as well as being a father, partner, son, friend, and human being to reach back in and foster hope to people like me. We are not our worst mistake, and the joy we bring cannot be contained by systemic marginalization. We are resilient and have capacity to lead the communities that we belong to. My journey has been far from easy. For a long time, the system told me that I was disposable. But I stand here as proof that you cannot erase us. This resolution belongs to the community, the advocates who fight for the dignity of trans folks, the community organizations that fight for the liberation of incarcerated people, and the recovery networks that remind the world we are humans and never disposable. We're here to honor Black History Month, but Black joy won't be contained by just a single month. Black joy is omnipresent. Black joy is loud and unapologetic resistance. Let us commit to celebrating that joy and fostering that loving community, not just for 28 days, but every single day of the year. Thanks.
I'd like to thank everybody for the opportunity to speak my truths. I speak in reference to being honored here, but in honesty, Black history is American history. I speak from a position of progressive middle class, encompassing all colors. We have a political force now that we know, being aware of what's going on outside our windows. Through the world of entrepreneurship, we have an economic opportunity. So I speak from the standpoint of a progressive America, and me being copper color and indigenous to Americas is just an added bonus to the things that we supply. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for this resolution. My name is Kina. I come to you as a teen mother. I was a teen mom right here in Madison, Wisconsin, a foster mom in this city, as well as someone who's experienced domestic violence and someone who both of my children's fathers are incarcerated people. And I'm someone who also performs leadership in this community. I work with children, I work with adults, I work with families. I've experienced homelessness, and I'm proud to be a homeowner, or a property owner, a multifamily property owner in this city, as well as a growing business owner and a mother and a graduate of the University of Madison, Wisconsin. And what I'm thankful for is to know that Madison, Wisconsin is recognizing February as Black History Month. I love to do a land and labor acknowledgement. I'm always doing land, everyone does land acknowledgements. I also love to do labor acknowledgements where we acknowledge the labor that this country was built upon. The country was built upon labor that was not free. It was at the deficit of our people, extracted from the people who built this country that we know as Black. And everyone who we know in this country as Black are people who are descendants of people who were trafficked into this country. So we don't have the joy of knowing the actual what our actual nationality or culture or language or even original last names, our last names of origins are. So for that reason, we call ourselves Black. And for me to be a descendant of someone 8 generations in this country that was free, but for 15 generations before that, as far as I know so far, that was enslaved, I'm proud to be a descendant of people who never gave up, people who could, no matter what the systemic forces to oppress my ancestors, they're people who are resilient, they're people who are survivors, they're people who are creative, they're people who are innovative, they're the people who I'm proud to be a descendant of who built this country. And so I'm thankful to be able to have that power and that fire and that fight inside of me to be able to use those gifts that were bestowed into my blood to be able to make difference in this community in whatever way that I have available to me. So thank you. I believe that what is best for Black people is what's best for everyone. And especially what's best for Black people is best for everyone includes protecting Black people, recognizing Black people, prioritizing the needs of Black people, because as you know that we're the people who built this country, but then also the least respected, the most disrespected and underprotected in this country. And so if we prioritize the needs of our people, then we prioritize the needs of everyone. because our people were not raised to be people who look down upon any other culture. Our people were not people who were raised to create division. However, our people are people who are a part of a system that has created those things, and still we rise, right? As we come as one and stand as 10,000, still we rise, in the name word of Maya Angelou on both of those quotes. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for joining us this evening. Alder Madison?
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I also want to just make sure I acknowledge the other folks from the Black community, or just the community in general, who are here. We do have Vernon Brown, who is a gentleman with the camera. He's a photographer in the community, a small business owner. And then we have Rob Franklin. We also, most of us know as Rob Dees. He leads over at our library. He also leads Mad Lit and You Can. So shout out to Rob Franklin. And I can't remember how long Ezzy has been in his role now at Omega, but Ezzy Adese, okay, I'm not gonna mess it up. But Ezzy now leads over at the Omega school over in the heart of South Madison. So we also have him here as well. So I just wanna make sure I acknowledge them as well. And then Dwight Hayes's partner is also here, who they are the founders of Hayes Place over on the north side. So I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge them, but I also want to just say shout out to Alder Carmela Glenn for her leadership and her partnership this year to just really improve how we do Black History Month resolutions. I think it increased my joy this year. I think it has increased all of our joy a little bit. So I just want to say I appreciate your leadership and your partnership in this. And thanks for all of the, thanks everybody for like making this something that feels community and inclusive. And I think it would have not felt that way had not Carmela led it that way, if that makes sense. So, so turn up.
I mean, thank you, Alder. Thank you, Alder. I have no other Alders in the queue wishing to speak. Alder Glenn.
I had a few things I wanted to say, and I feel like the room said it for me, and I kind of want to leave it with that. All of the things that I fight for and the reasons that I ran and the reasons I sit here when I'm exhausted and the reasons that I think most Alders do showed up tonight, but represented by people that I see. And to see the entrepreneurship, to see the city, to see the education, to see the music, to see the how to move your body and take care of your soul, to see the recognition of our lived experience coming forward and saying that you are somebody. This was when Alder Madison was like, you lead. I was like, what? Because when you move through an identity and through Blackness, there's a humbleness that we carry that says, do no harm, always. And so it felt big. And Alder Madison, while she is giving me so much credit, had to answer a lot of questions and support and really make sure that it represented all the things, everything from who started it to who wrapped it up to who read was a mutual endeavor. And I really appreciate all of that. I just want to say to everybody that came, thank you for showing up for you, and thank you for showing up for all the people that will come behind for this, and thank you for the work you do. I also just want to acknowledge my husband, Demel Glenn, who is also a pillar in this community with lived experience and has taken that part and given it back of your work around the community. And then for everyone that read and for the humbleness that came along with it of like, are you sure me? Are you sure? And so that represented so much. So thank you, everyone. And, you know, some of us might not even get peace during our 28 days. And some of us might never get peace. But thank you, everyone, for the recognition.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Knox.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a few things. I would be remiss if I didn't use Black History Month to remember those from the past, those people whose shoulders we stand on. I'm originally from Milwaukee, so I remember people like Val Phillips, who I've known personally, a lot of people when I was growing up. I'm not going to age myself here, but that was the environment that we grew up in, the Civil Rights Movement. We learned at an early age that it would take collective efforts of people speaking out, marching and demonstrating to fight for things like open housing. We called it back then was fair housing and desegregation of the public schools. And for us young people, it was even things like, I have to laugh sometimes, we're in junior high school and we boycotted for soul food lunches. But it worked every Friday. So we just were learning. We didn't realize we were marching and learning. But I really think about my parents and their peers, because they were the real trailblazers. They were the ones that had to experience those slights, not only down south, but up here in the north. And they were the ones that pushed for, we get a civil rights bill in 1964 and a voting rights bill in 65, which really laid the groundwork for my generation to be kind of like the first to step out there and diversify employment, all of those things. So I always want to remember the past. I got a thank you email from Noble Ray today. He just reminded me that how important it is to keep staying connected in the community, working, because we come from a community where that was the expectation, to organize and to serve. And we're both from Milwaukee, so he just reminded me of, look, you're doing what you were trained to do, and we continue to do that. And I'm so proud of the young people now, because now they're understanding the importance of that. And they're going to have to fight, too. You know, we fought a lot of battles. I have some people say, well, what were y'all doing? It's like, look, we fought real hard. But guess what? You guys are going to have to fight hard, too. And so hopefully we've laid the groundwork to prepare you to do that next fight for us, you know, when we step back and support you. And so that's what's so important about not just this month, all the time. You know, we have to remember who you are. You're a role model. I don't care what age you are, and to keep fighting. And there are people there that will support you, and we need the other community to support us too. So just wanted to say those few things. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Pritchett?
I'm gonna keep myself on task and always remember the three B's for Joanne, and that is to be brief, be quick, and be seated. Well, for now, I do want to say that as the oldest person in this room, I do remember distinctly what Black History Month means today. Growing up, I was a product of the Civil Rights Movement, going back when Carter G. Woodson, and if you're not familiar with the book that he wrote, which is The Miseducation of the Negro, this is how Black History Week got started. We have now evolved to Black History Month. But I want everyone to kind of dig deep and think about that particular book and what inspired him to write that book, especially when we think about education as we know it today, because it does have implications for today as well as all of the tomorrows that follow. And in a day like today, where everything is being taught to erase the history of Black people in these United States, once again, I'm asking and I'm hoping that you will be reminded constantly that there is a great need to remember the history of this country and why we are here today. Many, many people in these United States came willingly. We came in shackles. So don't ever forget, never, ever forget that history means everything. If we don't practice, if we don't think about our histories, I guarantee you we're going to lose it. So be mindful of that as we think about where we are today and where we hope to be tomorrow. My parents were not provided the kind of education that we know today. My mom was educated to the 10th grade. That was all she could get. My dad was educated to the 8th grade. That's all he could get. But they did put 6 kids through college. So I want everyone to know that given the opportunity, we can all be successful in these United States. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Glenn for the second time.
Yes, so Ashley Mosberry was a little late because she's busy working and doing great things like Art of Love Conference in Black on State. Well, not right now, but she just showed up, and I was hoping if you could ask others that we would allow her to have a few words and get her picture taken and receive her resolution.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, go ahead, Alder. We'll put you on the spot, Ashley.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I think what I want to say, I was listening the whole time, so I agree with a lot of things that were said, and I thank everybody for being here. But I want us to remember, yes, Black History Month is important, but Black history is, like some of my peers said, all year, it's American history. And I really want to let people know that Black creativity is very important. Black art is important. It moves history. It moves the things that we do now, and it inspires the world that we live in today. So support Black art, support Black history, support Black creativity, and allow us to continue to move and make America what it is. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now I have no other alders in the queue wishing to speak, so it has been moved and seconded. And let me just say a personal thank you to Alder Glenn as well for her leadership on this. It's important that we recognize the entire history, but it's also really important that we give people their flowers while they're here. So we appreciate recognizing these fine folks in our community and recognizing that they too are part of Black history. Is there any objection to recording an enthusiastic, unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. Thank you again, all of you, for being here. All right, that will take us to disclosures and recusals. Are there any disclosures and or recusals on items on tonight's agenda? Seeing none. And we'll go on to the presentation of the consent agenda. President Vidiver?
The consent agenda is moved with the recommended action listed for each item on the agenda, except items that have registrants wishing to speak and items that alders have separated out for discussion or debate purposes. This document lists supermajority items, agenda items with recommendations different from the agenda, items for exclusion, items introduced from the floor, and agenda items with corrections. The following agenda items are supermajority items. Item 22, Legislative File 91696, reaffirming the City of Madison's commitment to supporting pollinator health and authorizing the City of Madison to take the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. 14 votes required to adopt under suspension of MGO 2.055. Item 36, Legislative File 91602, authorizing the Parks Division to apply for a recreational trails program grant from the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for the Madison Lakeway Project. The mayor and city clerk to sign the resulting grant agreement if awarded, and amending the 2026 Parks Division capital budget to allow for acceptance of up to $100,000 if awarded the grant. 15 votes required. Agenda items with recommendations different from the agenda. Item 34, Legislative File 91595, authorizing a loan of up to $300,000 to Chrysalis, Inc. from the Community Facilities Loan Program to help finance the acquisition of a property located at 2425 Atwood Avenue, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to sign an agreement for that purpose. The recommendation is to adopt. Items introduced from the floor, Legislative File 91875, authorizing the City of Madison Finance Department to continue serving as fiscal agent for the Metropolitan United Fiber Network Unincorporated Association, authorizing the Finance Director to sign a contract with MUFNC for the same, and authorizing the Finance Director to continue receiving and disbursing funds on behalf of MUFNC as fiscal agent. That will go to Finance on 216 and Common Council on 224. And there are no items with corrections.
Thank you, President Vitiver. Are there any items that alders would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, and we'll just review that quickly. Item 22 requires 14 votes. Item 36 requires 15 votes. The recommendation on item 34 is to adopt. And we have one item being introduced from the floor, Legistar 91875, which will be at Finance on 216 and the Council on 224. Not seeing any confusion. So then, President Vitiver, a motion on the consent agenda, please.
Move to adopt.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, consent agenda is adopted, and that is, in fact, our agenda for the evening. Are there any additional introductions from the floor and or any announcements? Alder Matthews.
I think there's maybe an item that is excluded because there's a speaker. No?
Nope.
Okay. Never mind.
Any announcements? If not, Alder Evers, it's your turn. Alder Evers, it's your turn.
I move to adjourn.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all.